Welcome everyone to another Super Mega Junior here on Patreon. Matt is working on refilling that water.
See this right here?
See him doing it?
It's so empty.
And now it's about to not be empty.
Oh, the filter isn't even working because the water's so low. That would explain things. Why it got foggy? Ready for this?
Come on, put that water in there, buddy.
Here we go.
I'm watching you on the screen. Now don't break anything. Ready? Now. Be careful with that. It's heavy.
Here we go, guys. You can see it, right?
Yeah.
Ooh.
There it is.
My hands are shaking.
It looks pretty filled now. Look at that.
A little more.
Okay.
Set that one on for size.
Now, what do y'all think? Yeah. Now, this was an exclusive for y'all, so I hope it was worth it. I mean, some of y'all paid. I say some. Let's be real. Hundreds of y'all probably paid to watch Matt refill that, and I hope you got what you were looking for. Maybe even more.
Come on.
Sure is taking a sweet ass time.
But the filter is not working. I'm trying to fucking get it. Started, dude.
But there's no fish in there, so it doesn't matter.
Yes, it does. The water still gets gross. It still gets foggy and cloudy.
Yeah, but you're just going to waste time when we could be talking to the folks.
Beautiful. Ta-da!
Maybe like some cheering, some woos.
And I really was trying to take my sweet time because, you know, the more time we're bullshitting, it's the less time we have to actually think about conversation.
No, true,
for
true,
this
true, true, true.
Bullshit,
you know,
show.
I got an easy conversation we can start off with.
Lay it on me.
What do you think of Sprite?
Sprite?
Yeah.
The snack that smiles back?
No, that's Goldfish.
Oh, the soda.
The lemon lime Coke branded soda.
I love Sprite. It's in my...
No caffeine.
Yeah, I do.
But all the sugar.
I actually, if they made caffeinated Sprite... Ooh, that'd be dangerous.
Why
for me.
Why don't they, huh?
I would be addicted to that.
Well, do they have something? Does Sierra Mist have caffeine?
No. None of the lemon lime ones do.
I guess not Sierra Mist. Sorry, Starry?
Oh, yeah, they fucking changed it.
Isn't it? That's what it's called now?
Sierra Mist is now Starry. They rebranded it completely.
Squirt is totally separate. That's like a different flavor.
Squirt is grapefruit.
Yeah, okay. What's Mellow Yellow?
Like Mountain Dew, but...
What flavor is that?
Mountain Dew is... I mean, Mellow Yellow is like a ripoff of Mountain Dew, essentially, but it's more, it's like, in my opinion, sweeter.
Mm-hmm.
I do like Mellow Yellow. I haven't had it in years.
Are they grapefruit drinks?
What is Mountain Dew flavored after? That's a good point.
I'm going to look this up.
I actually got a 12-pack of Mountain Dew cans last night because I was, I ordered some groceries on Postmates, and... I saw they had a 12-pack of Baja Blast in the can, and I was like, fuck, I didn't know they sold that at the store. So I got it, and they didn't have it, so the guy replaced it with regular Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew is a citrus-flavored soda that contains a small amount of orange juice. Yeah. So some say it tastes like a citrusy sweet with hints of lemon, lime, and orange. Others have compared it to a lemon-lime soda.
That's the closest thing I would put it to.
Yeah, original Mountain Dew is a citrus-flavored soda. The soft drink is unique because it includes a small amount of orange juice. So it just includes some orange juice.
Dude, I'm not gonna lie. Like I am a big fan of Mountain Dew. I think it's really good, and I will never turn down Mountain Dew. But
I used to drink it all the time at Food Lion.
I got 12 cans at my house right now. I drank two last night, which is no good. That is, dude, Mountain Dew is the worst soda in terms of health. It is the sweetest,
it even
sugariest.
Feels syrupy going down your gullet.
It does.
But
except
it kept me up for so many shifts.
Mm-hmm.
Kept me locked in. Late night stalking.
Who were you stalking?
My manager. He hadn't paid me in a while, and
oh, nice.
I was kind of just making sure that he wasn't living the luxurious life he. I made up in my head, you know, because when you start to get bitter about someone, you kind of look at them in all negative light.
Right.
And so when I followed him home after work, and he showed up to his only three-story mansion, it put things into perspective. Maybe I was being a little too harsh on him.
Yeah, that's true, man. I mean, when you get the idea that someone's a villain in your head, then everything that person ever does, you can twist it into something bad. And this guy, I mean, him not paying you, it could have been, he could be on financial troubles, or maybe the company's going under. But to you, that
it looked like he was having financial troubles with a three-story mansion.
Yeah. But to you, you took it personally, like he was doing this just to hurt you.
Let's just say I went back to my four-story mansion.
Nice.
With a lot more perspective.
I'm happy for you, man.
Thank you, man.
That's really brave to be able to talk about this.
Not as brave as when you went catfighting in Africa.
I don't want to really get into that.
What? You trained them yourself.
I know, but it's just not something I really want to talk about.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. I think it makes you like an innovator.
Well, it wasn't just catfighting. There was a little bit of dog fighting. I got into it for like a month.
Canine fighting.
Yeah.
Because dogs, they'll link it to like house pets. I mean, house pets were used, but...
Well, they started as house pets, the ones that I trained. Mm-hmm. They did not end as house pets. They ended more as kind of like just some meat. But that was the great thing about cat fighting, dog fighting, is after you're done, you know, you got fresh meat. Throw it on the grill. Mm.
Would you ever try cat?
That's a tricky one because I like trying really, really weird meats. Like, mm-hmm. if offered, I'm not going to go out of my way to get it. But, like, kangaroo, horse, that type of stuff.
We did have kangaroo.
We did. And I had horse in Japan, and it was not good.
Someone brings on minced cat rice.
I don't know if I could eat cat. At the end of the day, when you remove all morals, it's just another animal that has meat.
What if I told you already have? That dish I made, the casserole from your last birthday party I brought?
Is that where banana went?
I mean, there was some banana in there.
My old cat or the food? The fruit?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's just leave it at that then.
Whichever would the one that you think would get less of a reaction, less of a negative reaction out of you.
Okay. Well, cat I've heard is actually pretty bad.
How about dog?
Pretty good.
Baboon? People love eating monkey brains. I don't know what it is.
Dude, people like eating monkeys, and the problem is they're too close to us genetically, and it will. There's like enzymes and shit in that meat that will actually make you go psychotic. So guys, if you get the opportunity to eat some primate.
That's just evolutionary, like anti-cannibalism shit,
I think,
right?
So, or is, yeah.
Okay.
I think it's an evolutionary thing, like don't eat each other. Because if you're a cannibal and you eat human, it makes you go crazy. Which is kind of cool if you ask me.
Not the first few times.
Yeah, I mean you gotta maybe like on the fifth or sixth guy. But do you remember that case? I think it was German, but... This guy put out an ad that he wanted someone to cook him and eat him.
Oh, yeah.
And he met up with this guy, and it was, like, fully consensual. They cut off his cock. Then they cooked it and shared it. They both ate it. And then he let him kill him and eat him, like, consensually, which is crazy. And then
still a crime, right?
Yeah, well,
you can't consent to being killed.
That was the debate. You? The debate was like, there was a big debate about it where it's like, is this guy going to go to jail for murder?
There's assisted suicide in terms of like certain diseases and stuff like that, like old age and all that too. Because, where is it?
Denmark?
I think Denmark.
I think it's Denmark that does it, but.
There was a whole documentary kind of.
Dude, I saw like a video, and I might be completely wrong on like which country it was, but it was like 7,000 in the last year assisted. Which I'm like, damn, I didn't know that it was that popular. That's crazy.
Well, think about like all the, you know, there's a lot of old people who are at the end of their rope with like Alzheimer's or cancers and stuff like that.
But I watched an interview with this girl who had been approved for it just because she didn't want to live. Which I was like, I thought it had to be under certain circumstances, like you are going to die.
Yeah. There had to be some sort of...
She just
said, I didn't know you could just be like, I don't want to live anymore.
I know, that's insane to me, but you know, over in Europe, dude, they got their heads on sideways. They don't know what the fuck they're doing, man.
They do. That's why their teeth are crooked.
Yeah. Oh yeah, those teeth are fucking nasty. Unlike our American teeth, very clean and white and straight. Your teeth look good.
Stop.
What?
You already know that I don't have good teeth. I'm a smoker.
Dude, your teeth are so straight and like
I appreciate
aligned.
I don't
like, look at mine,
you,
dude.
Though.
Like, your teeth are just so.
You have beautiful teeth.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
Your teeth are.
You have nice non-smoker teeth.
I got a overlapping tooth.
So that's just cute.
Yeah, you think it's cute?
It's called a snaggle tooth, honey.
Mm-hmm. I don't like it.
Some men do. Some.
Hmm. Do I know any?
You might be a couple feet away from one right now.
A couple feet?
Who's the joke for?
I don't know. I do wish I had your teeth structure. It's beautiful.
And I wish I had your teeth health and color, but...
Dude, you just on it, go to CVS and get the, like, 2-week teeth whitening strips, and you just put it on for 30 minutes a day. It's like a little clear... sticky thing, you just put it on your teeth, works so good.
Okay.
Like, I noticed, I did it half of it recently, and I noticed like a huge difference like 3 days in. It removes years of stains,
years.
Especially from stuff like smoking. My teeth get
yellow. Coffee stains?
Yep, that's what gets my teeth yellow.
Piss stains?
I don't know about piss stains, but.
Okay, yeah. I mean, still, it should work a little bit. It's fine.
Yeah. Well. Yeah, you should try them out. It's pretty cool. And your teeth will be fucking shiny white afterwards.
My all piss diet I've started.
All piss
it's
diet?
It's amazing. You know, I was on the all meat diet, and I started to get high blood pressure. Then I went on the all piss diet. It's incredible.
People do drink pee. There's a large, it's got a fan base.
There's a man that owns a gas station that drinks piss, or used to drink piss. I don't know,
dude,
what he does anymore.
Apparently, drinking like a child's pee in some countries, that is a normal thing.
Is well,
it, or not like it, fully normal, but it's like a lot of people do it, and it's like
did you look this up?
Yes, I'll fact check it right now, but it's like
just like. How it's a rite of passage in certain areas for young boys to have sex with donkeys. Wow. Not really a rite of passage. It's more of, they're just doing their thing.
I don't want to talk about...
They're figuring it out.
I don't want to talk about Tucker and, you know,
no,
his
fine.
Upbringing.
I get that, yeah.
Drink child pee other countries. Is that a good search?
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, Europhagia? Is the consumption of urine. I have a Wikipedia page pulled up right now. People may drink urine if no other fluids are available, although numerous credible sources, including the U.S. Army Field Manual, advise against using it. Urine may also be consumed as a sexual activity. Now, let me find a...
That's not what we were talking about.
Yeah.
But...
Folk medicine? In various cultures, alternative medicine applications exist of urine from humans or animals such as camels or cattle for medicinal or... cosmetic purposes, including drinking of one's own urine, but no evidence supports their use. I think they just haven't done enough studies.
What places is it known to drink, as you said, children's piss?
Where do they drink children's pee? Because I'm going to book a ticket. Okay, wait. So, remember on Nathan For You, if you guys have seen that show, he meets like an older guy who talks about, you know, it's like, if you're scared, drink he's like, he drinks his grandson's piss when
yes.
he is scared. And he said the child has to be young because it's more pure, you know? And he was fully serious. And here's a Reddit post. I can 100% confirm that the old dude talking about drinking grandson pee wasn't trolling and was sincere. I was watching the show the other day, and my wife, who is Armenian, born and raised there, was sitting in the room, and he said that, and she goes, oh, he must be Armenian. I asked her about it, and she says that it is 100% a thing that old people believe in Armenia, but isn't some widespread thing. If you take a fright or shock about something, you can drink some kid pee, and it helps, is their belief. Anyway, thought that was funny and tried searching for it.
What?
I just gained a lot of respect for the Armenian people.
If you're frightened or scared of anything, just drink some kid pee and it'll all be fine.
Dude, how often do you think kid pee is getting drank in Glendale?
I would hope zero.
It's not zero.
Well, I'm going to hope that it is. And I'm not going to try to guess a number for it, because that's weird.
It's not weird. Feel free. It's another culture, dude. Why are you calling it weird?
Okay. That's whatever. It is weird to me.
It is really weird.
From my cultural perspective, it is weird.
From my ignorant...
And from their cultural perspective, it's weird, too, because apparently it's not something that's widespread.
Yeah, it's like an old people thing. Dude, I feel like
an old people thing?
It is. I feel like one person started that as a prank. It's like, oh, yeah, you got to drink your kid's pee.
Oh, really? It took their mind off of the fear that we're having, and then it was really their mind was taken up with, is this working? Am I really going to drink pee?
Also,
it got them distracted, I guess.
Man, I'm tasting and drinking this pee right now. Takes your mind off of whatever the hell you're thinking about otherwise.
I'm not scared no more.
You know, exactly. If you're, you know, you have a test coming up that you haven't studied for, you're nervous. When you start drinking that pee, you are not thinking about that test. I think Luke does it.
He drinks pee before he takes...
Before he edits every episode.
Oh, okay.
Because he said watching us gets him really anxious because we're funnier than him. And
sometimes we jump scare him.
You jump scared me.
Yeah.
Because I'm a skittish little freak.
Did that get you, Luke?
Probably. Probably got him real good.
He's probably going to jump out of his seat when he watches this and crash into you.
He's going to fall backwards and hit his head on my desk. And that's the end of Luke.